This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We are at the Millionaire Chess Open, and we're about to go into the Millionaire Square Game Show. And again, Hikaru Nakamura won the Millionaire Chess Open, defeating Lekwan Lim. I have one of the commentators, the chief commentator. This is International Master Lawrence Trent. How did it go during the tournament?
No, it was great fun, as per usual. That's really what makes this event special. I've done a lot of commentary in the past. Some events are a lot more serious in some ways. This is serious, of course, because you're playing for a lot of money, but working with the whole team and the nature of the event makes it a lot more fun. So I really had fun. And they were long days, I can't deny that. We were two rounds a day. Today was over 12 hours of commentary, including playoffs and tie breaks. So it's tough, but it's a good tough. It's not a tough looking at one single game for 8 hours, which can be really difficult. So, you know, I'm kind of sad and happy it's over. Now I can relax. I haven't even gone out in Vegas, which is amazing. Really.
That's amazing for you.
That's amazing for me. I've been here 6 times, and I can promise you the past 5 times I can't remember. So I knew I went out. And tonight's the first night I'm going to be able to actually go out and have fun. The schedule was just grueling, but really enjoyed it.
Well, you and Tanya did a very good job, as well as Robert has. What makes this tournament different from some of the other tournaments that you've commentated on?
Well, I think what makes it really different is that you have that amateur element, which is so strong, and the fact that just a guy who loves chess, who doesn't do it professionally, has a chance to win life-changing money. Today we saw a couple of guys who come into the studio who were, without exaggeration, very emotional and in tears. We had a Russian chap who's now studying in the US. His name escapes me for the moment. We've seen so many people, but he won the under 1600 prize, $30,000. And you could see the emotion in his face. He's going to send the money back to his home, and it's a life-changing amount of money for him. Really is a life-changing. He couldn't believe it. So this tournament can make dreams come true for every chess lover, and that's what makes it different. It's not an elite event where these guys, they get invited to a lot of places, and they always make the, you know, we're talking about people who never would win such money and be on the stage and shine. And that's what it makes it so fantastic.
So tell me this, Millionaire Chess Open, this is the second edition, and we're still struggling to get traction in terms of sponsorships and publicity. How can we improve the model so that we will have more attention, more media attention, more sponsorships?
Well, I think there are a few things. One thing that certainly is a factor. Well, this year was very unlucky because the event coincided with 4 other massive events, taking away top players, taking away attention from the event as well, which was not ideal. So that the actual timing, the dating of the event was unfortunate. Secondly, also being on the west coast of the US, you know, when you get to the mid-afternoon, you do exclude Europe, who is already in bed, and that's a big part of the viewership and a big part of the potential playing field. So that is also something that you have to bear in mind. I understand that next year it may very well take place in the East Coast, which will certainly improve things. So in that sense, that's positive. Thirdly, I think this year we did nail the commentary and what we covered was much more of a product that we can package, and I think you know, when you see the emotion of all the participants that we've got who have come into the studio and the action, I think now we can make that next jump to get it onto TV or get the level of sponsorship that we need. So I really hope we've achieved that this year, and of course with that, all kinds of doors open, and I'm really excited about the next edition. And I just hope that we, you know, the potential of this event is huge, and I just really keep my fingers crossed that we reach it. So
you have another role that you're currently playing. You're now the manager of Grandmaster Fabiano Caruana. How was that going, and how did you actually get into that position where you were chosen as his manager?
Well, I've known Fabiano for a few years, being a commentator at the events, and essentially last year when I met him at the London Chess Classic, I just said, you know, Have you got somebody helping you out off the chessboard? Because, you know, I saw him throughout the event getting requested for things, doing media. We've got this idea, we've got that idea. And Fabiano's father, Lou, has been the rock in his life and the man who's been doing this. But I just wondered if there was somebody else who could come in and help take a bit of the pressure off in that sense. And that's really where it developed. And since then, we've been really successful this year. When we officially started, we got off to a great start. We secured the support of the Liberty Science Center over in New Jersey, who are very dedicated to Fabiano and helping out tremendously. We've got other things in the pipeline as well. We've managed to organize things like the website, and we're doing more media stuff. And so we're just getting that side of the career sorted out for Fabiano, because, you know, he was world number two for a long time coming off the back of Sinkfield Cup 2014. And on his day, he's going through a bit of a rough patch. I don't think that's a secret at all. But when he's really on song, there's very few people in the world who can compete with him, and he's shown that. So what I'm trying to do is make sure he can regain that form. And certainly in the run-up to the candidates, March next year, he's got that shot of winning a place to play Magnus Carlsen, which would be a real career-changing moment. So I'm just helping him to do that, and also be, you know, a kind of voice of reason and advice. And I'm certainly not a fatherly figure. If anything, I'd be more of a brotherly figure.
Okay, you don't want to tell your age.
No, I mean, it's not even that. I mean, it's just the fact that, you know, I don't want to be this overbearing presence, you know, this concept of a manager. A lot of people, you know, they ask me what it's about. I'm not like this old school, you know, Russian coach.
Cracking
the whip. It's not like that at all. I'm just here to help him out. And, you know, I believe in him, so I really hope that I can help him get to the very, very top.
Well, thanks for your time. We're going to go in here to the Millionaire Square.
Let's go and see if we're going to get a millionaire as well.
That's right. All right, well, we're signing off. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going into the Millionaire Square game show, and we'll see you later.